Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode 14 of the Harsh Reality Podcast. Is it 14?
I think it's
14. I'm your host, DA, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-hosts. First, the one and only, Mr. L. Miguel.
What's going on? We rocking, man. We rocking again.
We back on. And always the knowledgeable and outspoken Sister Reese.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on? And on this podcast, we plan to hit on various topics revolving around the latest news, business, family, life, hip-hop, social commentary, and any recent headlines that affect our community. And the disclaimer, as usual, by no means are we experts, just three melanated people with a small platform here, and our two cents to the various subjects we plan on discussing today. And also follow the Harsh Reality Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. First, we got a shout out, Melanated Conscious Society, MCS, headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida, is a mentorship organization teaching various life skills as well as knowledge of self to our youth. Make sure y'all go follow them on Facebook and Instagram for the latest news, meetings, and valuable information. Also, I would be amiss if I didn't shout out our KWAZ radio family. KWAZ providing the latest and greatest and conscientious-oriented content. Follow them on all forms of social media, as well as subscribe to the Bitter Medicine podcast hosted by Koku and the Pro Black Perspective hosted by Oni Tase. Yeah, I went on his program, I want to say like a week ago. That dude's crazy as hell. So that was the experience. Now, that brings us to our B.O.B. Spotlight feature where we highlight a black-owned business. We should all know that economic independence is the key to ultimate freedom, so I'd like to make it a point to acknowledge a black-owned business every episode. And with that, I got to throw it to the Sister Reese with our B.O.B. this episode.
All right, so I want to shout out Fit by Lee. And, okay, so Fit by Lee is run by Miss Brittany, and she promotes a healthy lifestyle with fitness, yoga training, and healthy meal prep menus that she puts together herself. And she also has detox drinks coming soon. You can follow her on Facebook at FitByBLee _, and that's also how you can find her on Instagram. So go ahead and check her out. She be meditating, doing yoga. The girl be doing headstands and all kind of stuff. Like, she's pretty dope. Y'all got to check her out.
Word. And that's detox, like detoxing for the body, or like detox to get you right when you've been smoking that ganja.
No. No, for the body. But she may know about some other type of detoxes.
And lastly, the podcast is now on Patreon. Please donate, and of course all proceeds go to upgrading the show and providing the best content we can for loyal listeners. Also, for those looking to be featured in the B.O.B. Spotlight or just looking to drop a comment or a suggestion for a topic, y'all can email us at theharshrealitypod@gmail.com, theharshrealitypod@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, let's get into this episode's topics. And the first thing we got on the docket here is Trump's platinum plan. We all kind of skimmed through it. I didn't read the whole thing. I kind of skimmed through it. But do we believe it is an effort to gain the black vote? And, of course, the fuck it is. So I'm going to throw this to Reese. Go ahead. What you got on the platinum? What's your thoughts on the platinum plan?
So I definitely, it sounds like, what was that was it Russell Simmons? He had that card that came out, that bank card that came out.
The upscale EBT card.
That's what it reminds me of. First of all, so it's insulting because it's like platinum, black folks bling, like
that's the code, the Chucky chain. Yeah.
Like that's what it's giving me. And to be honest with you, Trump ain't did nothing already that he's been saying that he's gonna do these past few years. So it's just like he's holding a stimulus check hostage. It's just he's doing these things just to get the black vote, in my opinion. So that's pretty much what it is. He's pandering.
Yo, have you really looked at some of the stuff he proposing?
I'm about to look up my notes because I actually wrote some of that stuff down.
So I know like one of them is like, I think like he wants to put $500 billion into the black community. Right. So, like, it's not outlined, but $500 billion. Like, this is the type of stuff that I want to hear from a president. What you going to do for me? Right now, you know, regardless if you like the deal or not, that's what I want to see. I want to see things like that. So I need to see a counter offer from Biden. You know what I mean? that's the standard what you offer them. And go from there. But unfortunately, you know, because of the name Trump and then, you know, platinum plan, you know, it's making it seem like, you know, this is a business. It's like going to a bank and saying, hey, yo, we want to do this. We need the capital. He's saying, I got the capital. Give me the vote.
Hey, you see, he got to make Juneteenth a national holiday.
Exactly.
Prosecute the KKK and anti-violent terrorists.
People really just sat back and just watched what was happening. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't still ain't heard nothing really from Joe Biden.
At least, you ain't gonna hear this, at least on Trump's, I hate the name too, this sound fucking, that was a whack ass name, I don't know who the fucking publicist was on that shit. But at least he says black and African American on his plan. True. If you go to the Biden plan to lift every voice, another fucking failure.
Respectful, yo.
It doesn't even say black on that motherfucker. It's littered with people of color and minority and so minority. I would say at least the orange dude at least say, hey, it's for black people. They won't even do that on us side. They say people of color and minorities. White women are minorities. You know what I'm saying?
What Trump's saying is, yo, I'm willing to give you this for this. If you want to take that, that's easy. He probably saying that shit, that number's so low. That's not even what they owe you from slavery, but if you take it, you can do something with it. You know what I mean? That's kind of what he's saying. You know, you can do something with it. I don't know what he giving you, but this is what I'm giving you. Take it or leave it. Pretty much what he's saying. Yeah. You know, so I want to see the counter to that.
Exactly. That's good because that goes kind of into the, you know, the next topic. But like I said, man, at least on his plan, both on pandering like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of gives credence to, if you look at all these commercials and all of it, it's all either focused on black people or old people. That's telling you they'll vote the most and cares actually about the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't see no commercials with, like, normal white dude just chilling, you know what I mean? It's all, like, old white people or black people. Yeah. That's who they trying to get to. And if you look at the lines, I seen a post the other day from Chick. Black chick talking about how she stood in line 8 hours early. I'm like, get the fuck out. 8 hours? You know how much money you could have made in 8 hours?
Exactly. Damn that.
For 8 hours for nothing. That's why I stopped going to clubs and start hitting the strippies. Because after 30 minutes, I want to sit down and chill. Like, I'm not trying to be on my feet 8 hours for no reason. Period. Yeah, that's what
you know, the crazy thing though, you know, I shout out MCS every episode, man. We used to have the meetings, right? And you know how hard it was to get people to come and bring their kids to, you know, someone that's gonna teach them knowledge itself for like an hour, maybe
two. You lying.
But you gonna stand in line for 8 hours to vote for some early old ass white racists on both sides. But you
said on both sides.
Yeah.
But you can't come to the dam. We got poor teeth to get you some free information. Get the fuck.
Bro, Joe Biden said something the other night. I said, yo, he's mentally not right, yo. Like, something's slipping. Like, 2 years from now is going to be real bad. I said, Kamala Harris is going to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, yeah, you voting for Kamala. I don't even know why they keep that. He's just a figurehead. You know what I'm saying?
It's a matter of time before some scandal come out. We're going to see what he can do under that pressure. When they start indicting him for shit,
exactly.
Gonna see what he do. He might just walk away and be like, "Nah, I ain't going through that," and just walk away from the seat and Kamala Harris president.
But isn't there like an age cutoff? Ain't there like there's not an age cutoff for president because really,
She the VP, she the next in line.
Yeah,
it's 35 is the minimum, but ain't no like max.
Demographic is
black,
a black woman or black minority. You know what I mean? Who's so strong for justice? You know what I mean? Black women stick with women. You know what I mean? Like, if you did a crime as a woman, a whole jury, woman, you might get away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
But she not even like likable though. If you ever watch her interview,
she ain't.
All the women that went to Howard,
she's a lot of women. Yeah. And I posted an article the other day, man, and I put it on Instagram. It's basically that back in 2012 when they was talking about basically Supreme Courts in California, you know, ordered the release of a bunch of nonviolent criminals. They prisons was overloaded and all that type of stuff. And she went, her lawyers went and argued that it would be detrimental to their labor pool.
I seen that.
Detrimental to your, that's slavery, yeah. Bro. You're saying you make me lose all my slaves. We can't get people out here to fight these fires for $1 an hour.
Like we literally are behind schedule with manufacturing, so we need to be able to replace that.
It's labor. It's just free labor. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, that's exactly. And that's the only way that they can legally do it. And she's the face. You know what I'm saying? Just like you're saying, she like you're the face in front of that. How can anybody listen to that, but we're always talking about, oh, black men this, black men that, but then you want somebody in office that's imprisoning black men, and you got to think if they start releasing black men, they have to replace them with somebody else.
Yo, so another thing on there, on Trump's plan, it says, let's just go through them, yo. Let's go through them real quick so we kind of kill this. Right? Yeah. No, we got less topics today, right?
Yeah, we can spend the time.
Right, 3 million new jobs for the black community, right? Creating 500 new black-owned businesses. Increased access to capital in black communities by almost $500 billion. You know what I mean? So, let's see. Access to better education and job training opportunities. Immigration policy that protects American jobs. It doesn't say black American, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
If you go down here to the bullet point, it says increase the number of black-owned contracting businesses, financial services, and private equity 20%. Up to $40 billion in government funding, along with traditional private investment. So, it actually says black-owned contracting business. It don't say minority.
Yeah.
It doesn't say person of color. Whatever the fuck a person of color is.
Anybody who ain't white.
Anything, I'm going to say, this is the only thing I really see as almost like a contract. Give me 4 years. It's like you refinancing the car. Like,
she's stupid.
12 grand left on your car and you refinance. That's what you pretty much doing if you vote Donald Trump in.
But the thing is, what are you going to, how can we trust? What have you done for the black community up until this point? Why would we vote for you just on a hope and a prayer? Like, yeah, you're doing more. At least you're speaking of what you could potentially do for us more than Biden.
Kamala or Donald Trump?
Say what now?
Who would you rather have for president, Kamala?
I don't know if you want to hear what I have to say about that.
I would love to hear what you mean.
Neither one. Because I don't trust, honestly, they're both just selling us dreams. Like, what have you done? You've done nothing for the black community.
So you need to do it. You need to start it now. That's what you should say.
Right. Hey, you should give us something to
start right now.
Right. So we can at least have something.
But I will say he did do the opportunity zones, which, you know, could benefit anybody. That's not exclusive to black people. But in certain areas, you can't get bread.
I just like seeing it on paper. You feel me? I want to see it on paper. I want to see it, and then I want to see the other side of the coin. And this is what black people won't do. Okay, affluent black people or the people with money or crazy story real quick. I'm at work. Dude was like, yo, I be telling people the suburbs isn't nice anymore. It's bad. It's a lot of crime in the suburbs. I said, yo, you're confused. What used to be the suburbs was your suburb now got pushed back. That poverty line got pushed back. So if you was in the suburbs maybe 15 years ago, you probably in the hood now. You know, so you seen hood crimes. And he said, you're absolutely right. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? Like, people don't even really understand how stuff affecting them.
Exactly. And that kind of segues, you know what, that's a good time to go into the second part, because we was talking about, you know, do we think he's going to do it? And on terms of the Platinum Plan, we had Ice Cube getting called out, you know, for supposedly working with Trump. And he had a lot of backlash from the black community. So, you know, it kind of brings up the subject, is it wrong for black people to work with anybody other than Democrats, according to, you know, different circles and social media? And we also had Obama coming out on Biden's behalf to kind of pander for the black community. You know what I'm saying? So what do we think about that?
That's what he got to do, even if he wasn't.
Right.
He would still be doing that, right? But at the same time, you know, I don't know, man. I don't really know.
You know what, though? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I feel like Obama was paid a block of time or something because he's just now coming out speaking. He might have come out I haven't seen him as much as I have here recently. And what he's been saying has been like kind of ignorant in a sense. Like when I say ignorant, I mean talking bad about Trump. And my thing is this, like it's becoming more of a bash the other side versus appealing to your audience about what you're going to do for them and showing and proving. And as far as like Ice Cube, so I listened to a few of his interviews and I feel like Trump's team pretty much made it look like they were working with Ice Cube, you know, and I think the black community has a bad habit of putting everyone in a Democrat box. Like, why does everybody have to vote for a Democrat? Why can't we expand our knowledge and learn about other parties? Like, there's other people that we can vote for. It doesn't just have to be the Democrats. And right. Most people don't even know what a Democrat is. Don't even know what a Democrat's finna offer anything. But that's because of what our parents did or what our grandparents did or whatever that we just feel like, okay, well, let's just go with these people because that's what everybody else did. And because they're saying they're for black folks when really they don't even be for black people like that.
Yeah. I will say it is a growing black conservative, not necessarily Republican, now I'm making Republicans, but chicks like Sonny Johnson, you got the Hoteps who are Hotep Jesus and Uncle Hotep and shit. And you got them dudes is hilarious. And you do have a growing, like, you know what I mean? Because if you look at the Democrat platform, right, a lot of things I would say that don't even, you know, coincide with the black community. If you look at black people, we the most targeted, you know, community in terms of, you know, law enforcement and things like that, racist attacks and shit like that. So why in the hell we vote for Democrats? One of their platforms is like getting rid of the Second Amendment or reducing the access to weapons, I should say. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you want me as the, you know, minority and most targeted by law enforcement, most targeted by, you know, racial attacks throughout history. You want me to be on board with more regulations and less people with weapons. Like, nah, I ain't feeling that. You know what I'm saying? And just if you just look, and then if you look at even the demographics, you got 2 million black babies aborted every year. You know what I'm saying? That's why we 13% of the population. We dying on abortion tape. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at that in different platforms in terms of the Democrat platform, you like, I don't even rock with a lot of stuff that y'all hold true and fair. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you how they rocking right now, y'all. You know what I mean? I bet you the OnlyFans girls are saying, yo, If I made 405 last year, so you mean you about to tax me 62%? Nah, I'm voting Donald Trump. That's how the I guarantee you. I made 405 last year, and you about to hit me with a crazy tax?
They talking about 62% over 400? And to be honest, if you stay in like New York City, L.A., Chicago, parts of it, 400K is not like fucking, you know, super rich. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Lavish out there.
But you're paying 1.5 for 1,500 square feet of house. You know what I'm saying? 400K ain't really shit. But
imagine having a busted open on camera for 8 months to only be told you gotta get 62 back. 62% back, yo. They vote for Trump, yo. And that's the crazy thing. It's like, when you're talking about that kind of conservative party, I hate the word conservative because it might be... It's just logical. I'm a very logical person, right? Flow charts and diagrams and flow, signal flow. If you about to take 62% of anything from me, even if it's a rumor, I'm deterred. Right? So I'm gone.
And what are you doing with it? You taking my bread for what?
Exactly.
Y'all, we just seen y'all run the money printer up. Like, we just seen, I want to say like close to 70. $7 trillion spent right now since COVID came down, bro. $7 trillion. My calculator won't even let me put that many zeros in the fucking calculator, yo. I tried to do some math the other day. It wouldn't let me go. I got that E12 shit. You know what I'm saying? You talking about a number a calculator don't want to fuck with. People don't realize how much $1 trillion is, man.
A lot of money.
And they hand it out like Halloween candy, bro.
1,000 billions.
Feel me? That's
crazy.
That's ridiculous. So, and then one thing about, I would say about, when you hit on, Obama coming out on Biden's behalf, it did seem like they had to, like, pull teeth to get him out of, cause he chilling. He's chilling, though. You know, he got a house in Martha Vineyards. He got about 3 mansions. He's like, man, I gotta go out here and fucking, the fucking Iowa to campaign for this old woman. I'd be pissed too, bro.
He probably talking mad crap about Biden.
He be talking down to black people. You listen to some of the stuff he say. He be like, he be talking down to us. Like, y'all motherfuckers need to get realistic about your expectations type shit. He be like, what?
They're like, yo, you making this seem like I ain't gonna make it. You know, like you need to vote for Joe. Cause I'm like, nah, I don't. Like, no, I don't.
They seen them numbers. They got Obama out there.
Yeah, they hustling everybody out there.
Yo, you see what they did because of that, right? You seen the articles? They got articles. I ain't even really read none, but I see his daughter name in the tabloids.
Me I see too, Michelle. I seen that.
It was like some X-rated joint, like Michelle Obama cousin or aunt, and it was like her busting it open.
Oh, she
looked like Michelle Obama. That joint crazy. I said they leaking the bad stuff.
She right. Pulling out the Lawrence Fishburne daughter. What's her name? Chippy D. She's gonna pull a Chippy D and have a tape.
They, exactly. You know what I'm now they coming dirty. This is when the politics start getting real dirty.
Yeah, and you see, like to your point, somebody made a good point about, you know, these people, these rich celebrities and shit. I wonder, are they maybe saying one thing on the surface to, you know, social media and to the media and coming out on behalf of this person, but in reality going into like that voting booth and be like, shit, I'm not finna pay no 62% on $3 million.
You know that, bro. You know, people doing gonna ride that, oh, I'm riding with my black people with. They ain't going in and be like, nah, then I don't want people really know what I'm making. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people, my thing is, it's not even about having a difference of opinion. Is that ain't nobody gonna do nothing. That's the reality of it. Ain't nobody's gonna do nothing as a collective. So, at the end of the day, it's like, either you, and then if you in the game, you in the game. Not everybody's life's the same, man. Not everybody likes the same, so it's like, if I'm making 400K a year, and you telling me you wanna give me more money for businesses, I'm a business owner, so throw me an extra 250K. straight up, loan me an extra 250.
That's what I'm saying. If you're running the money printer, bro, and then the crazy thing is, man, I don't know if people become docile or what. If you hear $7 trillion been handed out, and you know, out of all that money, you got $1,200. Somebody should be getting their ass beat or something, bro. Yeah. If you owed me,
yeah, we all
$5,000, and you come to my house with $100,
right? Yeah.
And tell me that's all you're getting kick bricks.
The number, it's like you shooting dice and you air betting somebody. You got bread, but he don't, and he go on a losing streak forever. And he just never come out of it. Like that number's so big, you can't pay that back. That's, if somebody owe you that much, it's like, damn, dog, I'll get you on the next run. You know what I mean? Like, that debt's so big, it gotta be wiped clean. You know what I mean? It's not even possible. Some debt's just too big to pay. That's exactly what that shit is. That shit's just the number to show how bad it's getting. It's just the indicators of getting better or worse. It's the new zero. That's what it is.
In other words, I'll tell people $7 trillion and ain't nobody paying that shit back, yo. Like, it's a wrap.
Don't look at me for that bread. Like, get out of here. You know I ain't giving you that shit. You just
Now, we had Lil Wayne come out recently for Trump. He had 50 Cent say, even though he's talking about what's her name? Chelsea Handler said he retracted, but I ain't see that.
50 nutsack, though. Why is she always talking about 50 in the tabloid?
Man, 50 take an L for even hitting that, bro. 50 voting.
That's a weird combination.
Niggas would do that, though. I would do that. Somebody would do that. A lot of other people would do that. A lot of
It's other ways. Is she even bread? Don't he got? Is he even fucking up? Does she have more bread than?
Oh, you 50 Cent Rockstar Night probably after a war show. She come up say, "Yo, I want to take you back to my place, bro." I'm doing that every time. Every time.
But I'm not finna. You not finna call me your ex boyfriend.
Yo, I'm just from whoever he came from. To smashing Chelsea Handler and got her bugging out on TV. She wasn't bugging out like that to 50 B.
She on a press run.
She been on a press run. Like, yo, imagine the girl been just dragging your name through the mud for 10. Vivica dragged.
Right. I was just finna say, Vivica been doing the same thing.
50 well, name, though. Yo, that's
happened to Vivica, though,
that's
man.
The music generation.
Exactly.
Through the era. Man, Vivica, 50 happened. Ever since 50 happened, she went down.
She been in, like, fucking Lifetime movies now and shit. Like, how you go, like, getting nominated for, like, Emmys and Grammy. I mean, what's the one of yours? Awards, whatever. Getting nominated for these major awards.
I got to tell you.
You doing Lifetime made-for-TV movies. Yeah, Shark Bait. Oh, man, bro. I'm like, how you fall off like that, bro? That's... I don't know what the hell. Maybe 50 blackballed in the industry. I don't know. He might know some people that know some people.
He probably did.
I never heard him say nothing about them, really. You know what I mean? It always, he might say something slick in the
when
end.
When I was Vivica, I thought I was on to something.
That's what it was. That's what did it.
Nah. Man, it was nothing.
That pissed me off, too. Not for 10 years, though. Golly.
Yo, I went like 10-time platinum, and that line was like one of the best ones.
It was. It really was.
Oh. I don't even get me on a Banks series, bro. Like, Banks had me really being a male chauvinist for a large portion of my life, yo. Like, I couldn't look at females like women. I was very male chauvinistic. But I blame it on Banks, because all his music was sparked. And he wasn't showing no love to no hoes. You know what I mean?
Shout out to the whole G in the movement. I missed that. But, all right, we got such a little bit. Let's get back on to... Like I was saying, we had Lil Wayne added to the list of celebrities coming out from Trump. We had 50 Cent. So this leads me to say, like, will a potential Trump victory be blamed solely on black men? And will, like, feminist and liberal-leaning people use this as an excuse to kind of push that narrative of dividing the black man and black woman? And ultimately, should we even care?
The women got the money. How we doing that? You know what I mean? The women got the bread in our community, you know? So the bread is that the women got it.
I think those are just the ones that are televised. I don't think you can really blame black men for Trump winning if he does win, just because you don't know who all people vote for. Just like you were saying earlier, DA, people say one thing and end up voting for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Because it's beneficial to them in their pockets. Because at the end of the day, if you're getting taxed on 62% of your income, I mean, you probably looking out for you and your family. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I ain't saying that we would actually be the catalyst for it. Because let's face it, you taking 13% of the population, you divide that in half. You divide that in half again because half the brothers got felonies and can't even
vote. Yeah, locked up.
So, if you look at the narrative and look who they pushing as, like, you know, Trump supporters, they pushing Lil Wayne on the front page, they pushing 50 Cent, and then you see a lot of brothers, we not voting for the 94 crime bill cat. I seen a lot of people, you know, black males respond to that, you know what I mean, on different forms of social media and stuff like that. So I think that, you know, if Trump does win a second term, I think the big narrative will be just like they kind of did with, she didn't win with white women, and she's a white woman. What you gonna blame?
You gonna blame black women?
Black people get blamed for everything bad.
How you ain't get your own demographic?
Exactly.
Guys, you still the majority. You ain't even get a big portion of your own demographic.
but they, like I said, the big narrative I see the meme all the time. This many black people in Michigan didn't vote for her. This many black people in, like, bruh.
She did it disrespectful, though. She went on BET. Didn't she pull some hot sauce out of her bag on stage?
She did.
That's
disrespectful.
Can't be me. Yo, she went on BET One Black Woman Award Show night and pulled some hot sauce out of her bag.
Actually, I think it was the Breakfast Club. And then And then, you know, what's kind of, and then what's kind of telling is that, you know, four years later, now we got Kamala talking about she was smoking weed, listening to Tupac albums that hadn't even came out when she was in college. on The Breakfast Club. It's like The Breakfast Club is this place where you have to go and display this certain persona. It's like, let me put on my best black person act right now.
My best black face.
With politics. If they would have talked politics, they would have made it look bad. So let me go play your game and show face.
Yeah, that's
disrespectful. Before you ask me a real question, I got to answer
it. It is disrespectful because what are you doing for black people except for pandering to black people? And I don't think people really understand that. You know, it is disrespectful.
And you ain't just pandering. You're using the stereotypes to pandering. It's like if you went on the fucking Breakfast Club with watermelon and some ramen. And like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, that's not, I don't even fucking like ramen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got like ramen. You know why I don't like ramen? I had to eat that shit so much growing up. It's like, oh my God, I don't want to eat this fucking shit. It's like spaghetti right now, yo. You give me a pot of spaghetti. Let me tell you something. My OG used to do a whole pot of spaghetti. You ate that shit from Monday to Friday.
So that shit gone.
Yeah, you got to the point where you making fucking spaghetti sandwiches. You putting sugar and syrup and shit, make it a dessert. You doing all types of shit to change the taste, yo. So I'm to the point, I'm like, bro, don't bring no spaghetti in my fucking house, yo.
No, I always, that's what I used to say, yo, if a chick cooks spaghetti twice in the same month, she don't like you, yo.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Like, today ain't even like a black stereotype and shit. But if you go like any black household, it's like the main staple of the fucking diet.
If she is, she do spaghetti twice in the same month, she don't want you in her space, yo. They know that.
But yeah, that's the one thing, man. I'll say you do not have to go. I would put a public service now. They need to put a sign above the Breakfast Club studio, yo. When you come here, you do not have to pander to the black community just because you own the fucking Breakfast Club, yo.
No, man, they all try to bait them at this point. That's got to be a tense situation, yo. I would love for somebody of that nature to be able to interview him and think it's hee hee ha ha. And then, you know what I mean? Like, you could flip modes on camera. It turns into some great debaters, like, start exposing. You know what I mean? It could go either way. And that's how they on that level. Because Charlamagne say sometimes the truth be so harsh because nobody said. You ever see a truth so true that nobody want to talk about it? Everybody knows the truth, but everybody just kind of sweep it under the rug. You know what I mean? That shit is uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It makes shit tense.
Uncomfortable truths, man. Nobody wants to talk about that. But even if we do get blamed, I'm to the point where it's like, should we even care? You know what I'm saying? Like, what would have been the thing I point out to people is like, what would be the big difference between a Biden presidency and a Trump presidency in terms of black men? I look at one thing I wanted people to do, man. I wish I could do this. I don't have the technical know-how to do it, but I want somebody to go to some hood in Chicago, some hood in, you know, New York, some hood in L.A. or whatever. One that's not gentrified already, because that's how they really clean up communities is gentrifying. But one that's still solidly black and do like a time lapse from like 1968 to like 2020, right? And that's through multiple presidents, Republicans, Democrats, fucking everything in between, yo. And just do a time lapse of how that neighborhood has changed. And I guarantee you 90% of the time, it'd be the same fucked up neighborhood it was in the 60s as it is to, you know, 2020. And it's like, bro, it don't matter who you vote for. If you're not, you know, out here putting in work, if you're not mentoring, you know what I mean, these little black boys, if you're not trying to build a business to pass down to your kids, if you're not buying property
and
building businesses and shit, it don't matter who the fuck you vote for, yo. And they try to put out this, you know, some people act like it's their civil duty for the next 4 years, like they good, like they done put in the work. It's like, oh, I voted, you know, that's it. Bro, you ain't do nothing for the black community.
Nothing.
At all.
You ain't doing damn thing, but that's your claim to fame to say that you did something for the next 4 or 5 years.
It's like everybody got survivor's remorse. That's what it feels like to me. Everybody got survivor's remorse. Because the people that can't do nothing, right? And then the people that can, that's what they do. I voted.
I voted.
And I got my stick. Can I say this real quick?
Go ahead.
I have a lot of respect for like the Slim Thugs of the world and other celebrities that actually, cause I'm not one to count nobody's pockets or to, you know, be telling celebrities or people that, you know, have money, like ball players or whatever, what to do with their money. But I got much respect for someone who uses that money and buys the block, or they invest into the community, or they are helping the black community. Because just like y'all are saying, just because you're voting, that doesn't mean anything. Like, yeah, you're doing something that our ancestors may not have necessarily had the advantage to do or the privilege to do. But ultimately, when aside from voting, what are you doing for the community? Like buying Birkin bags and having conversations about that kind of stuff, and you're, you know, what you're able to do. Like, I'm not, that's not in my tax bracket. I'm not mad at anyone who's able to live that kind of lifestyle, you know, but my point is, what are y'all doing for the community? What are you putting back into the community? And that's something we should always be doing, you know, even when we make it like that. Like, what are you doing?
But you know what, though? All right, say you got somebody gave you $100 million. With that $100 million, you say, yo, I'm going to keep 60. I'm going to get this community $40 million. And what if that community spent it and it came back to you and asked for another 15?
Well, I wouldn't have did that.
But that's see, what would
happen. You said that's what would happen.
Yeah, that's what would happen. Somebody's going to get, if somebody's going to do it, not everybody, because business is business, right? Even statistically, right? If 100 new businesses open up statistically, right, probably only like 38% of them remain. So if you give somebody some money to really do somewhere, you might probably ain't gonna get back.
I don't think you should give anybody any money, but I think there should be more classes on teaching politics.
We don't do nothing to generate money. We don't have
right. I think it should be.
We don't control the food chain, the weapons chain, the job chain. We don't train no. We don't own
exactly
no chain to even generate nothing out of. So you know what I mean? It's just crazy. That, I don't know, people just don't recognize that.
But, you know, we have the, our youth have the highest unemployment by far, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that's crazy, like when I go back home to Chicago and shit and visit or whatever, you know, if I want to go, like, get, like, a healthy meal, go to a smoothie shop or some shit, you can't go to the hood. I want to go to, like, a gym or some shit. I can't go back to the hood and spend my money with nobody. Cause that shit ain't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, one thing I think will help greatly, man, you have less incentive. It's a proven fact that if you have a job, you have a little money, crime decreases. You know what I'm saying? So even if you a millionaire, billionaire, we all know they get all these tax write-offs and shit.
Yeah.
Put a business in the hood. Even if it generates no business, it's a tax write-off. You know what I'm saying? So either you're going to give that money to the government or you're going to give it to this business that may not, maybe just breaking even or may have a slight loss. But that's a write-off for you. You know what I'm saying? And you're giving people jobs. That's why I ain't respect I ain't respect that NBA shit they was doing, because it's like the average salary of the NBA is $6 million. You got 15 players on each roster. You do the math. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can take some of that. It takes $50,000, because I wanted to open up a business. It takes $50,000 to open up a fucking Dunkin' Donuts. That's it.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Investment of $50,000.
It's a business. You're working every.
And you own it. You can hire who you want. That's what I don't understand. But they always sitting here talking about, oh, we should do this and that. But it's bullshit.
There's no days off.
Exactly. So why aren't y'all, why y'all wearing these t-shirts and fucking kneeling and shit?
Let's talk about it.
Go put some in your hood, bro.
Exactly.
How many of y'all got, and some of them is doing it. I ain't saying they all ain't doing shit.
Right.
Doing this shit. But the majority of these motherfuckers, man, put some money back in the place you come from, then.
Buy the beat down house. But just like I said, in Atlanta, there's so many houses in downtown Atlanta that are being you know, the areas are being gentrified. But my thing is, instead of complaining about it, why don't y'all buy that property up, refurbish it, and then you can sell it or rent to whoever you choose? But people aren't doing that. The people with money that can do that aren't doing that.
I know some dudes, they was talking about buying property in Detroit. So right now, like, you used to be able to get, like, a crib for maybe $1,000, but you had stipulations fixing it up in a certain amount of time, right? So you could buy a whole block, but now you got to hire multiple different that's a big job. If you fixing like 8 homes on a block and you want to fix at the same time, yo, that construction, yo, there's not resources like that in areas. You know what I mean? Like where you can have 60 people working on all your homes unless you about to drop some bread. You know what I mean? So.
And you gotta have that knowledge to, you know, fix the crib. You gotta, a lot of our people, man, I know people can't use a power drill, bro. I know people can't change a flat tire. And that's one thing I say, man, we is sorely lacking, man, in our community at least, is people that just know how to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. I had a homeboy right now, knew a little bit about landscaping, knew a little bit about, you know what I mean, changing car maintenance, all that shit. And he's make bread doing that because it's so lacking in our community that people don't even teach the kids, I do that shit right now. It's right now, it's a chick right now crying over a dude. And if they get into a fucking flat on the side of the highway, he got to call another man to come change the motherfucking tire for him. Exactly. While y'all sitting in the motherfucking cold ass car.
So looking crazy.
Looking crazy. And she going to be crying over that dude.
Right. Exactly.
No, but you know, he probably giving her like, I gotta fight for this. Smash chest session.
Oh, he better. You better be the best. If you can't do shit else in life, you better be the motherfucking smash king. Goddamn it!
doing that will buy you more time than it will if you can't. I tell you that. If you can't, you out the door a whole lot quicker.
If you could do that and never get her pregnant, you golden.
And even then, bro, it's only gonna last you. So you're gonna be on a lease. You got like a certain amount of time.
The pipe. Somebody better come around. Then you go.
Exactly. And that's a whole nother conversation right there. A whole nother conversation about what black girls need to learn about.
They just had the URL Kings versus Queens. We gotta do a King versus Queens debate.
Oh yeah.
Come on, y'all show.
Knowledge.
Y'all gonna hate me, yo.
Oh, we're gonna bring the council on, the council's, the Queen's council's,
Oh yeah, that'd be good, that'd be dope now, that'd be a dope one. I told you, I got a guest co-host coming on too, and she's, you know, real knowledgeable, real, you know, down to earth, you know,
I wanna throw that out to, I gotta holler at, Koku, man. I wanna do like a joint thing, get all them KWAZ cats on there, maybe get everybody and do like once a month, do like a big panel type of deal.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, it will be dope. So.
Greetings everyone, this is Koku from the Bitter Medicine Podcast, inviting you to tune in to the Bitter Medicine Podcast on KWAZ Radio.
Peace family, this is Oni, inviting you to listen to the Pro-Black Perspective, where black problems are addressed with black solutions.
Hey, let's get back on subject here. So we got that one. So what's the next one is, there's an influx of companies threatening to lay off employees depending on the outcome of the election. So, what will change? What do you think will change directly after election, if anything at all? So I'm gonna throw that out to y'all. What y'all think will change after the election? And what do y'all think about these companies? Well, I think not threatening. I know a lot of them laying off this month. Disney just laid off like, 30,000 employees? Some ridiculous number. I want to say the airlines laid off 30,000 employees or close to that. So it's going down. So what do you guys think?
I think people better strap up.
Exactly.
The underlying feeling of everything going on is that everybody's suffering. People suffering, bro. They suffering out there. So like, everybody just on one. Everybody on edge. So like, you know, I think that's everybody's just, it's, I feel more like, people think it's more like Armageddon. I'm thinking more like Purge. You get people that don't give a fuck. They'll do what the fuck they want to do. You know what I mean? Like, they'll just do it. It's human nature. You know what I mean? So,
gun sales are triple this year, bro.
Oh, bro, I tried to get some small, you know, and they upcharged it, but it's the reality. Went back like 2 days later, everything was gone. Whole inventory was gone. Said, damn, yo. And they changed the hours because they can't keep guns in the store long enough. So it's short hours. They changed 11 to 2. I said, damn, who getting them joints? You already know. People up living in the woods, probably off retirement. Picking up some ammo.
Are they upselling on them? They buying them?
Well, you know that's
reselling to somebody.
You know that's
So I want to say last year, man, I went and bought an AR. I went and bought like an M4 or some shit like that. Pay like couple hundred, 200-300. Man, if you go to the same places today and try to get the same weapon, it's going to be about $900 to $1,000.
You got to get an old one. Some shit that, you know what I mean? An old $200 rifle, like some old shit. Cause you know what I mean? You touch some new shit. You touch like an old gun, then go touch a new gun and say which one would you rather shoot for survival. You know what I mean? Like old guns, you had to be accurate with. There wasn't no mounts for scopes and flashlights and laser beams. You know what I mean? So, like, new guns is like playing duck hunt.
Hey, you know what? I went to the range not too long ago, man, and it was like, it was kind of sad because I ain't see too many people look like, you know, me and us on in this podcast, but it was crazy because the dude next to me, he had his lady out there, man, and they was shooting the 30 Harry gun, you know what I'm saying? Like that long ass motherfucking 45 just sitting out there.
That's home defense. That's home. I like 45s. I'd rather at this point have a 9.
That 45 got too much kickback for me.
Well, the 9 ammo easier to get.
Well, you know, if you're going for home defense, you're going to want a 12 gauge. That's probably the best because you ain't got a fucking aim. Just point and spray.
Okay.
You know, just point directly. You want to hit some shit. You know what I mean? Okay. You ain't really got to be trained in that motherfucker, nothing. Just, hey, what direction he in and shoot, right. You know what I mean? And then, because it's buckshot, it ain't going to go through the walls and kill everybody, you know what I'm saying? So,
you know, they had one with a grip. One co-worker said, hey, you want to go?
Ooh.
I was going to cop it same day, it was 697.
I thought that was illegal. That's not illegal.
What?
With a pistol grip?
Nah, I can get a shotgun in Jersey.
No, that's tactical shotgun. You good with that?
Ooh.
I can get a lot. I get a handgun, you got to jump through hoops. With a shotty, you can get a shotty from anywhere.
I know you could just go into Walmart.
I'm not going.
I know you could walk into a Walmart and just buy a shotgun. I forgot what state I was in, but you know, you can't do that in every state.
I'm actually going to keep that joint in the box and wheel it out to my car. Straight lace, wheel it to my car, yo. All
right, so back on this shit. So, do y'all think anything would change after the election besides the purge? Maybe like economically, will anything be impacted or whatever? I will say, I don't think we're going back to like the bars and shit as much as they want to. You looking at like, I want to say they said some ridiculous number, like 100,000 bartenders are like out of work and not going back and shit. And it's like, I don't know, would it be able to go back, maybe if they try to wheel out some damn vaccine that ain't nobody gonna fucking take, maybe.
All the low-end strippers at Amazon. Yeah. All the
low-end strippers at Amazon. Not low-end.
They are only fans.
Yo.
Exactly.
It's a few joints open, so if you went there, you competing, because all the best girls is probably at the ones that's open.
Man, these motherfuckers going to Atlanta and partying, bro. I know so
right.
Many motherfuckers the past month or two that went to Atlanta and partied and went home and complained about masks and fucking COVID. Like, you just was in fucking Magic City.
Exactly.
Right.
I saw you. I saw you on the gram. But now you want to go back home and be like, shit, they opened up schools. I can't believe it.
Right.
I seen it crazy. I can't even talk about what I seen on social media, bro. I'm gonna send it to y'all, and y'all gonna read it at the end of the podcast and probably like start laughing.
That's great. So, what do y'all think about the companies, man? And what, you know, one crazy thing, man. I threw people out there. They propping up the stock market, man. When that thing collapses, man, it's going to be ugly. And I know, you know, brothers had the stock group and all the other shit. It's like, you better bail while you can. Because I tell you what.
I bailed. I think I lost $4 and bailed. I was like, let me make sure I know what I'm doing before I put my money up in here. I can't take it.
Yo, you seen they delisted Hertz? I seen a bunch of people posting how they do. And Facebook groups. I said, yo, they was delisted. I went and looked them up, seen what people was talking about. I'm like, you ain't make no money. They delisted. You ain't making no money. You
now look,
are they still open? Hurts.
Right, they are. But they high prices. When you say delist, I'm taking delist like a delist celebrity. Is that what we talking about? We talking about stocks too?
They can't trade. They got kicked off.
What?
Yeah, you can't be a public company. They got kicked off the
what?
kicked off the stock market.
So if you had $10,000 in Hertz, you just...
Oh, no. I'd have to go find them. I'd have to go find them. Oh, no.
People buying Hertz at 170, like, ooh, if they hit $2, I'm jumping out, making a little profit. Nope, that's their money.
Dang.
Going to lawyers.
But they going... Yeah. But you know who came up? They was just selling a lot of their inventory, I want to say a couple months back, man. So I know people was getting fucking Suburbans and shit stretched for the low. You know what I mean? So shout out to whoever caught Hertz on the downslide, because okay, they came up. I wish I would have known and had, you know, some bread to just throw around at the time, bro. You could just buy that and flip it.
Investment. My first big one. My manager was like, yo, I'm going to get it at 60 cents a share. But it was an article said they went bankrupt. So I said, nah, you're going to lose your money. They went from 60 a share to $6. I bought in at like $2, and then they hit 6. But if I would have bought in at that 60 cent, that would have been game over. That would have been, God damn, yo, that would have been the biggest come up.
Yeah, it's like catch Amazon when it was a penny stock or some shit. You know what I mean? Wow.
God damn, yo. His wife got, what, 500 billion? She got 500 billion.
But you see, Dr. Dre's wife, what she's trying to get some ridiculous number. How much was it a month?
Look at shit. Unless she got, like, something really incriminating him, like being super gay or some shit.
Well, she's trying to get 7 million or something like that from him.
Nah, it's like half of everything. She want, like, masters, like, she want some of his masters and all that.
I think she got something on him.
Probably was beating her, doing all kinds of shit.
Exactly.
Well, she now, with last thing I read, she's trying to hustle out a bunch of his mistresses.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Testify, which kind of, I guess, infidelity would negate the prenup, because he got a prenup.
Yeah, so that's grimy, that's dirty.
So she's trying to bring the mistresses on there so she can get that bread.
Dr. Dre should bring the side dudes. The limo driver. Whoever she was.
Howard.
Bring them on Maury, too.
I don't know, man. She got kind of a strong face, bro. I don't know if dudes was trying to get at
that. What's up with them? With liking these females that... Remember, even like Robin Thicke. What's her name? What was Robin Thicke in?
She had a strong face, though, bro. That face was... She was...
That's what I'm saying.
She's very handsome.
Oh my god.
Yeah, if you look up Dr. Dre's ex-wife, Nicole Young, man, she kind of looked like a bootleg Dollar General Kardashian. She got a little Dollar General. And you think like a billionaire, you know, I don't know if I would. Yeah, I don't know about that one, bro.
It's hard to say, though, because, you know, like, after a while, I should probably get tired. Ain't he in Hollywood? Bunch of weirdos up there. Probably just chalked it up, living in LA. Just chalked it. Well, Dr. Dre.
You know what it is, man? She probably was the one that was not enamored by the celebrity, bro. That probably is very humbling when you up there to find a chick who's not humbled by your celebrity. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, man, oh, that's even normal. You know what I'm saying? So that probably count for a lot more than any kind of looks or whatever, especially when you know what I mean, used to these days, the video, Instagram models and all that other shit, you know what I mean?
They coming up. I got to text you. I found out I got an OnlyFans too, yo.
Oh, shit. With that, let me move on to this next subject here. And so recently we had a shooting of a... I guess he had a knife of a black man in Philadelphia by the police, law enforcement, and then we had some subsequent riots and protests, and it seems like it keeps on happening, you know, shootings or whatnot. But what do you guys think of this most recent? Because we all know they're not the same, so, you know, you got to dissect every shooting. I hate when they try to paint everyone the same.
Right.
Got to take every situation as it is and then, you know, make a good decision on it. So what do y'all think, guys, think about this last one in Philly?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I think, so his family, from what I read,
his family called for an ambulance. And like we were talking about before we started recording, the police usually come with the ambulance, which makes sense. And the thing is, he was coming at the police with a knife. So I can't say, because just like you're saying, like, every situation is different. So if you coming at me with a knife, I mean, there's going to be some sort of force, whether it's physical force with my hands, whether it's a taser, whether it's a gun, there's going to be some sort of force. And we can't tell somebody how to respond. Like, yeah, you know, they may have called because he was having a mental health crisis, but that means that he might have been more susceptible to stabbing one of them, you know, and killing them.
Yeah, what you got over there, El Miguel?
Well, I think it's like you said, you don't treat every situation the same, but you kind of have to, you know what I mean, in today's climate. But at the same time, you know, I think part of the issue is that we see too many times the exercise of restraint, too, on the opposite side of the coin, right? So it's like you're constantly being reminded of that through these actions as well. But I will say it's hard to, and I think I don't want to misspeak or misstep, but I think cops have a legal right to go use a use of force one up from whatever the imposing threat is. So if somebody has a knife, I think they legally can shoot them if they're coming towards like being aggressive toward them, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Somebody ever want to respond that to that?
They got legal right. I watched the video. They kind of bleeped out the part blacked out the part where the actual shooting occurred. But I seen everything prior and everything right after that. And I seen the cops. They was bagging up, and Buddy was like in between two cars, and he kind of ran up. They was like, "Get back! Drop knife! Get back! Stop!" And he ran up, and then they shot him. That's when they kind of blurted it out. And then when it came back, he was on the ground. The cops ran over there trying to render aid to the dude. And then some of the family members, I want to say I seen a female. I guess that might have been his aunt or whoever called police. I think that was the original police caller. And it was about, you know, three other brothers or some ran over there. They kind of started tussling with the police a little bit and shit, which kind of tripped me out, too, because it was like they trying to, you know what I mean, help the dude. He got shot already, you know what I mean? But they was kind of like, you know, swinging at the police a little bit and shit like that. And from what I read, after that, the police threw him in the car, tried to run him to the hospital, but he was already gone. And the thing that stood out most to me, though, you had a guy recording, and I heard a dude's voice. It had to be a black dude, and I heard him recording. So that was one black male right there. You had about three or four black males that ran up after the shooting, right? And whoever else, that's just in camera view. Who knows whoever else was on the block at the time. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, if a guy's having a mental breakdown, he has a knife, and it's more 5, 6, 7, 8 of y'all, and you know what's going to happen if the police come, bro. If the police come, somebody's having a, you know, mental breakdown, and they call, and he has a knife, you getting shot. Hell, if my regular ass is on the street and some crazy motherfucker run up on me with a knife, he getting shot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think if you had, you know, so much concern for the situation or whatever, and you kind of know what the consequences would be, A, you wouldn't call the police, or B, if you got enough able-bodied males, y'all got to handle that yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what's going to happen when the police come. Is she going to get shot. You know what I mean? So it's very unfortunate. And I know the, I think you pointed this out, Reese, that their family originally called for ambulance. Well, 9 times out of 10, if you call for ambulance, they always going to bring, you know, police with them. Because, you know, the ambulance people don't have guns. They can't protect themselves. You never know where they're going to run into. People off PCP, exactly. You know, different drugs, you know, Molly rolling. And
6 feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And certain drugs, you get super Hulk strength. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you never know what could happen. So I think it's a very unfortunate incident. But at the same time, I can see both sides. Now, one thing I seen that was crazy, though, is that people was like, oh, they could have did anything. They could have shot him in the leg and shit. And when you say shit like that, you look so fucking stupid.
That's not fair.
You just look very ignorant of how, you know, things work. First and foremost, no cop or no law enforcement, no military ever is taught to shoot anybody in the leg to deter them. You know what I'm saying? You shoot center mass. Cause half these motherfuckers, newsflash, these people ain't Rambo. They not the Incredibles. These motherfuckers, half these dudes can barely shoot. They normal men and women. I've been to the range with these dudes. These dudes can't shoot like that. Secondly, if you aim for the legs, you might miss. You know what's gonna happen? That bullet's gonna ricochet off the ground.
Right. Hits you in the foot like Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, you gonna hit some kid. It's gonna ricochet. It's gonna ricochet, hit some kid or some shit. So for liability purposes, the police are taught to shoot on top of, just accuracy. They're taught to shoot center mass because you don't want to hit no kid or no shit.
Yo, why they trying to make Tory Lanez like he Yosemite Sam? Like he just like...
That's what I thought.
Like, pew, pew, shot to me.
He's bringing back Quarantine Radio tomorrow. I know millions of people going to be watching.
And he locked up!
No! He's finna be passing out bans for Halloween costumes. Everybody and their mama finna be watching that.
Trust. Trying to make it seem like he Yosemite Sam shooting. Yo, if somebody said, yo, shoot his feet, I probably miss. You know what I'm saying?
You know what happened, man, though? People don't realize, too, man, that you got a fucking major artery that runs through your fucking legs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know a chick that got into with her boyfriend, ended up stabbing the dude in the quad area, hit that major artery, buddy bled out in, like, minutes. It didn't take, like, it didn't take, like, 20, 30 minutes. He bled out, like, 1, 2, 3 minutes. He was gone. Now she had to do like 10, 20 years for that shit, yo. So, a fucking leg shot can be a kill shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just, innocent leg shot, he'll be alright. Nah, you can kill somebody shooting them in the legs, yo.
You know, I don't think it's fair to put a blanket statement on all police officers because if I'm in a situation, nobody really knows how they're gonna react in that situation. Now, there's things that some police officers do that are blatantly racist, and we see it. We know what it is. But as far as somebody protecting themselves and protecting the people around them, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do. The first thought is to hit the biggest area on the body, like you're saying, you know what I'm saying? And they're gonna go for the middle of your body.
Yes.
And that's,
I don't think the police stuff is bad from the perspective really of how they treat us in our community as much as how they treat us when we in their domain. When you see black people in prisons, they get slammed, beat up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They get tortured. And they get, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So we see how y'all are in your own domain. And it's like, we can't even stop that in our domain. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still do dirty. Even though it's cops out there, even cops that are cops be hurt because how they cops be getting away with stuff. Four or five cops put a plunger in a man's butt, yo.
Ooh.
What's the immigrant? The African immigrant dude. They shot about 40 sometimes.
Oh, you on the front porch? This is my, so you haven't explained this. Why you don't do this and do that? You know, young age. So this isn't nothing new. It might sound desensitized, but this isn't nothing new. This is Sean Bell. Like I remember. Hearing that, like he was just leaving the strip club on his wedding night, and cops in plain clothes cop shot, no weapon, no nothing, you know. So,
it's but you know what? The common denominator I found because you like half the examples we just said was New York shit, yo. Mm-hmm. The dirtiest cops probably in fucking America, New York, L.A., and Chicago, yo. And you know what? All major fucking, major cities, the three biggest cities in the world. I think I think you need smaller departments, yo. Break them shits up and, you know what I mean? And get rid of the unions, too. So that now, hey, on top of that, if you shoot somebody, you beat somebody's ass or whatever, and what they call that, the quantified immunity, if I sue you, I'm suing you. You know what I mean? I ain't getting taxpayers' money. I'm getting whatever in your little fucking bank account.
Yep.
And if you do that, I guarantee you get rid of that quantified immunity, you will see, like, incidents go in half.
You see more cops snitching, too. More cops are like, he did it.
But they stick together. You see they stick together because they're under that umbrella. They know that they pretty much can be like, I fear for my life. And they good. And they still, even when they do something wrong, they get fired, go to a completely different police department. There's no real consequences.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's why I said, get rid of them fucking unions, goddamn it. And if you get rid of qualified immunity, goddamn, you do some wrong shit, we at you. We ain't at the city. The city ain't paying that. You paying that.
This ain't excusing nothing police do, but policing is a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
They deal with a whole different type of politics. So it's hard to understand why people choose to do it, but I can't never fault nobody for doing it. But it's like, you talking about tearing down an institution, it ain't happening.
Right.
It's not
happening. It definitely
mad at every individual cop in the organization, in the practice of copping, but we be mad at the institution of cop, you know, how they do, and it's not changing. It can't change. It's like you telling somebody to give you their left arm. That shit has been around since the beginning.
Mm.
Like, we just hoping something that never changed. We don't have no blueprint, no path, right, of that ever looking like it was going to go in the opposite direction. So why do we keep trying to force something that's never going to change?
Yeah, that's some true shit you said earlier too, because like you said, when you look at policing, that's not like a job, that's a lifestyle, yo.
Exactly.
That's not like something you do as like you working at fucking Target after hours and shit. If you be a cop, you a cop 24/7, even if you off duty and shit, exactly. You in the store and somebody try to rob you, you gotta hop into action, you know what I mean? So, seeing that, I think it needs to be a bigger emphasis on like recruiting the right people who have the mental capacity and have, you know, the wherewithal to be able to do that job. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? And plus, who the fuck, I brought this up too. I said, if you look at some of these departments, it's like the starting salary, like 60K or some shit. It's like, and look at what you're doing. You working nights and weekends, holidays, any riots or some shit. You on call, you picking up dead bodies, exactly. Fucking dealing with crazy people. Who the fuck able-bodied dude who could do something else in life gonna do that for $60,000? Get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
After taxes, you got 36.
Say what?
My fault.
You're just smoking the ganja, bro.
He gonna need that detox by Lee.
Yeah. You gotta get the detox, bro. You right? Somebody pat that brother on the back, man. You gotta be. I think you've been over there eating spaghetti or some shit the whole time. I've been talking. You heard his ass smacking over there.
Oh, it was your hard engineering week, y'all.
Yeah, what you saying, though, man?
But, like, I forgot what you're talking about. I was giving it a doc.
Like, why the hell you wanna be a cop?
Yeah, like. It's just hard. You know what I mean? It's hard on everybody, but I do know their world is a lot different than the average person's. And you could have resentment for people not understanding or not wanting to understand too. Right? It's the other coin. You keep shunning, especially when how we shun our own. Right? A white cop come to your neighborhood, you scared. Black cop come to your neighborhood, fuck you pussy. Fuck you bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, you fuck around and have to force them to pick a side too.
That's so true.
You even force them away.
They feel more accepted by, you know, other cops.
I don't know, man.
That's their lifestyle.
But I think. Know, go ahead.
I'm not saying all of them, but yeah. We need everybody. We don't have a strong enough population to exclude anybody.
Mm.
We don't. We need everybody.
I will say to counteract that, some of the worst, when it comes to, like, some of the worst, like, corrupt cops or some of the cops that'll beat your ass in the black neighborhood, it must have been the black dudes. Like, I seen some of them dudes go harder than the white cops, you know what I'm saying? Because they trying to prove some shit. They used to have this dude back in the day when I was coming from called RoboCop, bro. That motherfucker was fast as hell and swole as shit, and he'll beat your ass. So I don't know if necessarily, you know what I mean? I think sometimes we get certain professions where black people are the minority in that profession. A lot of times they like to go harder to prove that they on the level. You know what I'm saying? So you got to watch that too.
Yeah, and those are the dangers. I can't coexist in a space with people like that. No. You know, like those type of energies you could just feel. It's like I can't coexist around people. I don't know if you watched the Tay Rock and Mook show, Face Off, and at the end, Tay Rock said something about he don't care if he lose, it's not his money, it's man putting the money up. Mook said, yo, how could you say something like that? You know what I mean? Like, he couldn't even be in the same energy, you know? So, you know, but.
You know, kind of similar to I've also countered. It's almost like the same way that black example is like they go a little harder when they in a minority and something. I've noticed that kind of with women too, man. Like if you put like a woman in a mercilessly male dominated type of industry, they fucking be the worst. They be like the worst super. Like they be like, God damn, chill out. You know what I mean? Like it's like they got to try to prove that they're, you know, worthy of this position or worthy to be in this, and they feel as though they need to go harder to prove that they ain't no pushover. You know what I'm saying?
To my mom, I've had more women bosses than men at this point. Like, and my life is way harder with a woman's boss. I say it's worse, but it's definitely way harder.
Yeah, I've seen that too, though. Like you said, you put women, their personality, they're not able to just be themselves. They feel pressured to be more masculine because they feel like that's the only way they're going to get respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not the truth because people can see that, you know.
People a lot of men are more feminine now, too. So it's like they could feel more.
You love saying that.
It's the age of the beta. It's the age of the beta male, bro. You know what I mean? Age of the effeminate type of male, you know what I mean?
It's the age where you say slick shit and you get slapped and go make a video about getting slapped and telling people where you live and everything.
Oh, these dudes getting shot, going live and shit. Like, bro, is the clout really that serious? Like, what do you expect to get from that? Like, you may go viral, but you're going to be a sucker the rest of your life. You're going to be the dude that got shot on live. You know what I mean? Like, is that really a come up for you? You know what I mean?
So it is kind of. It is for some people. Not for all, but for so some people, they living off of being suckers, yo.
That's a terrible living, bro. But you know who started that? Your boy Joe Buttons, bro.
Oh, and my God.
And now he has a conglomerate. So maybe he's... I blame Joe Button for a lot of this.
The ice pack video was hilarious, yo.
Yes, he used to do everything on fucking on. He was the first one to document like all parts of his life.
The video of him chasing them kids in the car, though, the memes that he was having. So he been getting Joe need a bag because he been like at the bad end of publicity for the longest.
I like that thing.
The only crazy dope thing that Joe Budden got was when they made his character that Def Jam fight game they had. He had the dopest character in the game. I said, damn. But other than that, he always gets shitted on. What was Esther Baxter said he beat her?
Yeah.
Austin Child? Like, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, a lot
of them said he beat him. Yeah, a lot of them said that he beat them. But, you know, to hear it, you know, never mind.
She clout chasing, though.
Yeah. I hit Vado with that app when he yoked her up and she said, he hit me. I said, yo, she assaulted him first.
Right. So he's supposed to defend himself. Like, I mean, I don't believe in putting your hands on no man, period. Because I know you're stronger than me, and B, I can't get mad if you put your hands on me. But I think that's because I grew up with a brother.
They wasn't teaching black love. They was teaching how to communicate love. They should have been teaching black love, because what they did was very divisive for how they did it, right? And then you know how black men are being looked at, so you should understand as a 40 plus year old woman that why would you antagonize them to that point on camera? Who wants to be with somebody that's throwing apples at them and shit? Like, I don't care who you are. If somebody hit me in the head with an apple, I'm ready to fight.
Right.
I'm ready to fight. I don't care who you are. So it's kind of like, damn. You know, this is his reality. Like, he looking at her like his girl. Like, yo, you wild and calm down. And shit, you know, probably yoked her up. And it's like, yo, he put his hands on me. Yo, you beamed him in the head with an apple, though. Like, you know, that's super disrespectful on national TV. You know, it's like, come on, man.
Yes. But it kind of equates. It's kind of like, the duality thing. It's like with the, cause you have an increase in like the feminist movement, equal rights, equal this and that, the third, right? But at the same time, you still want chivalry to exist, right? You still want a male to not, you know, put hands, you can't put hands or you're a coward or you can't do this or you can't do that, right? So it's like, it's a very line in that world, you know what I'm saying? When are the point where you, as a man, you're able to defend yourself, right?
Exactly.
And then, you know what I mean? Now you gotta put a level on how hard you can defend yourself. Like, you can't hit her at 100%, you gotta hit her at, you know, 55% to get up off you.
But that's the thing, like, you can't do something to somebody and tell them how mad to get about it. Like, you can't put your hands on me and get mad with how I defend myself in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's absurd. But,
that's
what it is. Like, that's how it is.
That's what I said. When they the difference between men and women, but if you look at, like, you know, the women have to go through more of the pain of childbirth. They have to deal with more of, you know, more pain in general. And you know what I mean? Having to deal with, you know, maybe not being the physically dominant species, but at the same time, men have to deal with, you know, shit. What do you do as a man in certain situations? You know what I'm saying?
Men's plight is that we got to deal with the emotional scarring of the black woman.
Right?
We got to deal with them.
What?
We got to deal with the suffering they have to go through. Because men and women deal with stress differently. If I would love to be a fly on the wall. I've never seen groups of all women that didn't really know each other have a good conversation. And when you know somebody, yeah, but I've seen women be very toxic, have toxic environments. Like, even if you look at, like, a lot of the fights on World Star and cameras, a lot of that stuff is women fighting. You know what I mean? So it's like, men deal with stuff with stress differently than women do. So yeah, I agree with that. Right? Because even with, like, women being positions of power, yo, could you imagine the office where it was the two highest people, where you had a king and a queen, but both of them was women? Yo, your life is going to be miserable.
Yeah, you talking about them two beefing in general, or them two trying to?
One of them better be having a good home lifestyle. Because women that's Aggie are Aggie, yo.
I was always told that you can't have more than one queen of a castle. I think that women can most definitely... I think women can have, it is easier if you know them, you know, but
women don't have a hierarchy system like men
do. We definitely do.
I think it's overinflated, because when men walk into a room, we know who we are in comparison to everybody, other men in the world.
Women
overinflate themselves. If you ask,
see through that though, other women can see.
If you ask every man a question, say, rate your pipe game from 1 to 10, you're going to probably see an average number. If you ask women, rate your box from 1 to 10, the average is going to be 9.8.
But that's not a conversation I get what you're saying from a man's perspective.
Women just going to say, yo, I got the bomb, I'm putting 10.
That's women live in a more competitive environment, even from the numbers.
Natural hierarchy, yo. They don't talk like they... Beyonce songs come on and everybody think they Beyonce. Jay-Z songs come on, I know I'm not Jay-Z.
But that's the thing, that's the point. You don't gotta be Jay-Z, bro.
Right.
Look at how many below average ass males right now got like 3-4, you know, good women on their own.
Good women.
You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna lie, we if you a male right now, you got your shit together, you are a rock star.
You a
fucking rock star, bro.
And you got apps. And you can apps where you can swipe twice, tap, and land in some box in the same thing. Their world is so easy, yo. I said, yo, these young boys out here are playing in a Tesla. They going through life in a Tesla. They got everything, yo. They got everything.
Yeah, I know so many, like, professional, like, you know. But that's the thing, too. I think one thing I will say is that, some people, like you said, so they overinflate, particularly women. I see so many posts about, you know, some more single women that say, you know, I'm a good woman, you know what I mean? But how are you a good woman? If you look, at it, I know some chicks, all they can do is fry chicken. Look here, if you, all you can do is fry chicken, you know what I mean? Suck some ding-ling every once in a while and you don't cheat, that don't make you a good woman. Really, you know what I'm saying? But they think that. They think that if you can make box macaroni.
They didn't have nobody to teach them. And that's why when we were just talking about, I didn't mean to cut, who was that talking? I didn't mean to cut.
No, you good. I want to hear your perspective on that anyway.
Exactly. And I'm ready to give it to you. This is the thing. And I didn't learn this until late. And I'm not ashamed to admit it because I learned it. And this came from listening to a lot of men on podcasts. And I took their opinion because I listened to about 3 different men. So I took it as fact because I'm like, okay. And these are all different age groups of men. And I listened to their advice. And this is stuff I wish somebody would have taught me younger. You don't have to, like, I think women come in thinking, well, we need to do this for a man. We need to do that for a man. If y'all both just having sex, it's just that. It's just sex. And it's like, as women, we feel like we have to give so much for a man to want us. But we don't need to give anything unless he's qualifying himself to be in our life just like we're doing for him. You know what I'm saying? And we give up too much too fast. And they be looking crazy. Because he's dating however many other women, and then he's like, oh, well, I'm not with you. We ain't in a relationship, and then we looking stupid.
I don't think women give up enough.
No.
Too quick.
We give up too much. I think women give up anything at all.
I think the women that don't want to break bread when they should be breaking bread, just in any category, I think those women are suffering more. Because the pickings that they looking for, it's just such a low percentage of men. Statistics.
But I'm not gonna buy you. Is that what you mean?
No, he said any category. So I guess he's talking about, you know.
You know, it might not be anything. It might be like all a man really got to do is have 2 of the good things, right? Like, to me, be financial, the financial aspect, protection aspect, and then be funny and lay the wood down. If you can do 2 of those things, you can keep a girl's attention. But right now, women got everything. Women be bad, they be sexy, they be educated, they be paid up, businesses, but they be struggling finding a man because the pool ain't out there. Pool ain't out there. It's just not there. You know what I mean? So women's expectations, not saying they got to lower their expectations, but I don't think that they give up the same of what men, like women don't understand their value as quick to the men that they attract. You know what I mean? Like, a man know exactly why that woman's around. He might take advantage of it, but he knows why she's around. I don't think women be known.
And that's where we need more clarification as women to understand ourselves better before we get into these situations. Because then we'd be looking crazy.
You know what, I saw something recently, man, that's kind of made me think too. Cause I seen something, it's like, this chick, she had a master's degree, she had a very professional job. But like I said, like many women out there, she couldn't like keep a man. She's very educated, you know, very well spoken and all this other shit. And she was like, it's a lot of dudes out here who would rather have like an 18-year-old that's, you know, an 18-year-old that's pretty than have a 30-year-old that's professional and, you know, have all these degrees and make all this money and shit. And dudes like, you damn right. Because at the end of the day, dudes still go back to their natural instinct, which is nurturer. You want a nurturer. Oh. You want somebody who could raise your kids. Somebody feminine who could cook a meal and who, and not to sound, you know, like a chauvinist and no shit, but it's just the truth. You want somebody that can have survival skills and can be a nurturer. And by you thinking that you have a degree and a good job and a fresh career, a professional career, that just tops it all. It's like, nah, it's not. You know what I'm saying? I can make money.
Exactly. And that's what I mean when I say we give too much too early. Because this is the thing, I don't think there's anything wrong with being all these things as a woman. Because for the most part, some of us had to do that because of how we were raised. We have to cook, we clean, we have to get this. We just keep going as far as education because we might not have had educated parents. We might not have had a household with money. So we just keep going because, you know, we just want to be the best we can be. But I think as women in our minds, we put men on this we think the man has to be the exact same, instead of understanding that we need to complement each other, instead of it being, okay, well, you have to have this. Just like you were saying, El Miguel, you got to do this because I did it. You got, or you're not good enough. But it goes so much deeper than that. Like, who are you as a person? You know, it's not always about the money. It's about, okay, how can we work together to make, because I find it, the family as a business, like, how can we, you know.
Yeah, how can y'all compliment each other? You know what I mean? Y'all have to compliment each other at the end of the day.
It's not just about money. You know what I'm saying?
You got to do one of the two things, right? Like, you got to have a, like, I know people that stay together for bills. I know people that stay together for sex. I know people that stay together because that's all they know, right? But you got to have more than one thing, right, with shit. Women get bored quick. You know what I mean? Women see another nigga and be like, damn, I'm wasting my time over here. You know what I mean? But I think...
Not all women.
Not all women, but if you ask a 32-year-old woman would she date a 20-year-old dude...
Hell no.
That's it. See what I'm saying?
He's not even a man yet, though. 25 is when the brain's fully formed, ain't it?
No, I mean, I was dating older women that age.
But that's the come up for the men. That's the come up for
right.
the men.
Are
it
you
just,
with those women? Cool.
You say what?
I asked if he was with it. Is any of those women the one that you're married to? Meaning, most of the time, the woman's brain ain't even developed to 25. But women are more mature, in a sense, I would say, just because of what the family puts on the woman to do, much more than I think the man.
Nah, man, because you don't see... I can go on typing OnlyFans right now, see none but one.
But that's a product of the environment. If you look at what's the number one song in the country? WAP.
WAP.
I don't cook and clean, and I got the ring.
But right. Cleopatra was a hoe, though. You know what I mean? So we talking about something that's been there since the oldest of the oldest stories. You know what I mean?
Cleopatra was though. She wasn't fucking with like the low level slaves. She fucked up. She fucked a Roman general. She wasn't giving the cleaning boy the pool boy no motherfucking pussy.
Okay. You read the Art of Seduction? They got the history where she had stints of being a prostitute. She just looked up and bagged the right nigga. She was, you know what I mean? And so like. Well, they got the bank, you know what I'm saying? They selling what they've been selling, and they got the bank, but they not breaking bread with the average nigga. You seeing the top-tier niggas break bread with their top-tiers.
I don't know, bro. I done seen some situations where brothers is like fucking don't got nothing going for themselves. Motherfucking be alcoholic, drug addicts, motherfucking. And I've seen older chicks lift dudes up, lift them up. and then they
leave them, don't they?
And they leave.
Exactly.
So I can't rock with that philosophy. You know what I mean?
No, I'm talking. But it's a different demographic out there too, though. Like if you talk to some of these younger women, they say, "I don't want no boyfriend. I don't want no kid." They pretty much saying, "I don't want no man." That's how I be hearing these young chicks out. I'd be like, "Damn, it's a lot of y'all like that." Like, who scorns y'all? Y'all not even in the game yet. Like, you know what I mean? So it'd be like, it's crazy kind of hearing, like, certain things that women won't tolerate, that men tolerate.
We different.
Yeah.
It's different. And to be honest, I'm going to say this too. Society doesn't put the pressure on men to have kids like it does for women. But women's bodies put pressure on us as well. Because you feel your clock ticking. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's the same for men, but I have a womb. My womb be like, girl, it's time. You know what I'm saying? And then the people around me, I've even had somebody tell me, because y'all know I don't have no kids yet. Somebody told me, well, just have a one-night stand and just to have a kid. And I'm like, well, what about the dad? That's crazy to me.
I think that happens. So I think that happens a lot because I know plenty of women that, you know, I used to talk to or whatever or who I know, and I just seen them just have a kid, and I didn't see, like, and these type of people that post, like, every day on Facebook, they have their baby. You won't see not one fucking slither of a damn man, and all of a sudden it just be a baby in that motherfucker. You'd be like, what the fuck? I didn't see a relationship.
And I mean not to pick on them because I know I understand that. I understand it being a woman. So me, I'm not here to shame them women because I understand people asking me like, oh, well, why don't you have kids? Or what's wrong? Or what? None of your business. Like, what if something was wrong? You know, like, you know, but that's what society does to women. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm 33. You know what I'm saying? I've been a lot of places. I've done a lot of things. I've accomplished a lot. You know, so, of course, you know, that's on my to-do list. But I don't want to just have a kid with any old body, especially at this age, since I've survived this long.
Because now, not to cut you off, do you think that's more of a pressure on, just to ask you this question, you think it's more pressure on, you know, black women to, you know, have babies? Because I've seen a lot of white women get to their 40s, and, you know, and if you got the bread, you can have a kid in your damn up to 50, you know what I'm saying? You got that feature and all that.
I think it's just women. I think it's women, because it's definitely a woman thing. Because if somebody see you and you get to asking questions, most of the people I'm surrounded by have kids. Now, when I worked overseas, I met a lot of black women that didn't have kids. You know, and they were older than me.
Because they had community.
Right. It's easy
to have kids when you're around community. When you're in your own community, having kids shouldn't be a burden. And that's why women feel the pressure, because we don't have our own communities no more. There's nobody to help women raise their kids.
Exactly.
That's a big old fact.
I agree with that.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, you know, it's deep. You can get kind of deep into it. That's kind of why I take the stance I take, because the women suffering, they kind of came up. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the demographics between our species. And so, it's hard because they're the decision makers.
Man, so, what the fuck you eating? That shit sounds good, motherfucker. What you got, bro? Wings,
potatoes.
Potatoes for an hour.
Damn, for real.
Yo, you 2,000 calories deep, yo.
I hit it in the morning, but I'm about to straight smash these motherfucking Twix though after this.
And I think that's a good note to go ahead and wrap this up. About a minute 31 deep. An hour 31 deep. So that's good. Alright, so let's go ahead and wrap it up. What you got, L, man, between your bites of fucking potatoes? You got anything you wanna shout out or, you know, promote?
Nope. I'm good.
All right, shout out to Snacks, whatever Snacks this brother got over there. Need to throw a commercial for them motherfuckers. What about you, Reese? You got anything you need to shout out?
Okay, so like I had mentioned, for the Black-Owned Business Spotlight, check out Fit by Lee. That is Fit by B. Lee _. That's on Facebook and Instagram. And also check out the Queens Council podcast. We're going to have a guest co-host on there this next episode. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to drop, but you can just follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I don't really be on Twitter too much like that. But, yeah, just follow me and stuff like that, and I'll post the episode. It's going to be good. Yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that.
Word. Avoid Twitter, man. That shit is a fucking cesspool, man. I just
recently... Yeah, what be going on Twitter?
Man.
That's how people get caught up on Twitter. Y'all ain't catch me on there.
Twitter is a battlefield, yo.
What's on Twitter, yo? What's on Twitter? I ain't on Twitter.
Is a motherfucker. A lot of black men cussing out black women, and black women cussing out black men, and fucking...
Bullshit.
Trump supporters cussing out Biden supporters and Biden. It's yo, if you want to see I thought Facebook was bad, bro. But Twitter, woo! Jesus fucking Christ. But I just want to shout out to the Hip Hop High Society. I know I've been saying it for a while, but I will get the website back up this week. Man, life been kicking my ass, man. Y'all got to get off me, man.
Everybody.
So, so we going to get that.
That's
rough
week.
Yeah, man, this past week was a killer, dude. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm gonna get the website back up and cracking, and also I'm about to drop some paperwork, do this LLC. I'm trying to get a network of podcasters and do like a whole network of people, you know what I'm saying? Different podcast stuff. I already got a couple people that's interested. What you say?
Let me set up the tech stuff. I do the servers and shit.
Oh shit! I'm gonna need you to y'all to partner up. This is gonna be a collaboration, you know what I mean? But that's what I want to do, man. I figure Joe Budden and fucking Charlamagne can make a damn network. We can make a network. So.
I know that's right.
So that's what I plan on doing within the next couple weeks. And that's about it, man. So hey, if
a biopic, I might have to get a photo shoot, get a biopic.
Get professional. Get one of them LinkedIn type of pictures, you know.
Okay.
With a tie and shit. Without further ado, it's been our pleasure here to, you know, give y'all our thoughts on the latest subjects. And for everybody listening, man, like I said, check out the Patreon for sure. We trying, like I said, I'm trying to get some actual paid guests, you know, people that actually demand money for their fucking time. So if you can, try to.
Okay.
Say what?
And if you got a dope podcast, drop the podcast on one of our pages, and we can follow and maybe link up. It'll only be about nothing. Be about
exactly. It. And if you also, if you want to start a podcast and you don't know what to do or whatever, like I said, I got pretty good at producing and editing and all that other shit. So hit me up. Like I said, I'm looking for podcasts to join this new network that I'm trying to form. So hit us up, drop the hit the email, theharshrealitypod@gmail.com, and I look forward to hearing from y'all. So that's all I got.
Later.
So I do got a business. If you're gonna be hyped for these Jordans every week, it's thatdope.com. You know what I mean? He always got stuff on hand, stuff on stock, and do pre-orders. That's isthatjoey.com. You know what I mean? Legit dudes getting shipments out there real quick. Entrepreneur making flips, big flips off of every release, like he should. You know what I mean? Staying in the game right now. I can only imagine what he's profiting off of some of these releases with the pairs of 220 and of 1500.
He got women's stuff too?
Yeah, he got women's sizes. Just got it going.
It's That Joey?
Yeah, It's That Joey, JOEY.com. Okay. He got all the hype beast stuff. You know, probably gonna have the Air Jordan Mochas tomorrow. And all.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna have to get that from you too. Alright, well, without further ado, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace!
Peace out.